unfair treatment. Fox's David Spunt says a Supreme Court appeal would first go to Justice Samuel Alito.
He can make a decision on his own, or he could potentially bring in his 8 colleagues.
There's been no proof of widespread voter fraud. As if Black Friday sales weren't weak enough because of the pandemic, starting Monday, stores in Los Angeles will reduce capacity because of new COVID restrictions.
There will be stricter occupancy limits at various businesses, including essential and non-essential retail, personal care services, libraries, fitness centers, and others.
Chelsea Edwards with Fox 11 Los Angeles. America is listening to Fox News.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is with us, and Christmas is just down the street. You've got to get your pecans for your cooking, and you can also get a good pecan pie.
We have got fresh-made pecan pies. When you walk in the door, you will smell them all across the room. We've got chocolate-covered pecans, cinnamon pecans, honey pecans, praline, white chocolate, dark chocolate. We've got them all, and the roasted and salted, that's your favorite, Bubba. We have them every day. We roast every day. We've got all the great candies you can imagine, and they're made in-house by us. That's what we are. We are the pecan people. We do pecans, pecan candies. We do jellies, local people's jellies like the Bearded Pickle Guys, Bordeaux Sauce, Alabama Sunshine, all these great items we've got in there. We've got cheese straws. You name it, we've got it, Bubba. And if you want a great gift to give to somebody, come in. We've got a big selection of Christmas gifts, and we can wrap them for you. Come on in and see us.
Where are you located, my friend?
At 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Metro Fitness has been voted the best health club in Montgomery again this year. We're inviting you to see why. 55 group fitness classes a week, an indoor track, functional fitness zone, plus your traditional cardio and your weight room. All this for one price under one roof. Different membership options are available. Come try us out and receive 7 days free. MetroFitness.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Stand by for some big-ticket weather changes. We've got a storm system on the way tomorrow and then drastically colder on Monday. For tonight, scattered showers in the forecast. Overnight low temperature 54. Sunday and Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, a near 100% chance. A few locally stronger storms can't be ruled out. It'll be a windy day Sunday with a high around 66. Drastically colder Monday. High temperature barely up to about 50. We'll be in the 20s on Monday night and Tuesday night. Coldest air of the season by a long shot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Indeed, they do. Welcome back to the program. Republicans create their own female, quote, squad to combat the radical Muslim socialist Omar AOC squad. And what they named it is Badass. I love that. Congresswoman-elect Maria Elvira Salazar is seeking to create her own version of the squad to combat radical socialist Democrats. They're being called the Freedom Force or Freedom Squad. I love that. Beat them at their own game. That's what I always say. Actually, I believe in the Art of War, it says you use their supposed strength against them. So definitely that's what we need to do. That's a good, good thing. Let me go back and find this article. Crepted, I believe, is the name of the YouTube channel. But anyway, the news today is Carter Page has filed a lawsuit. Now, if you remember, he's the one, the campaign aide with Trump that was investigated as part of the purported Russian collusion. This is how they got into Donald Trump. So now he's filed a lawsuit, and I love that, a $75 million lawsuit. He's filed it against the Justice Department, the FBI, and former FBI Director James Comey, saying he was wrongly surveilled. Yes, absolutely correct. It also names McCabe, Strzok, Lisa Page, former FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith, who, earlier this year, pleaded guilty to falsifying an email when that kind of started this whole thing. So, see, they're going to lie. They're going to do whatever they want to do to get what they want. That's how, because the God, and that's a little g, they worship is the father of all lies. So that's their gig, man, is they lie. That's what they do. They're liars. The big news is, this is according to Natural News, Mike Adams, at this very minute, a covert war is raging across the globe pitting Donald Trump's DOD and Defense Intelligence Agency against black hat deep state factions running the agency. The good news is, this is according to Natural News, Mike Adams, Trump is winning. As you know by now, the DOD launched a raid on a CIA-run server farm in Frankfurt, Germany to secure servers that contain proof of CIA interference with the 2020 election, i.e. backdoor manipulations of election results via the Dominion voting machines. But new information is now surfacing that indicates there was a firefight at the server farm facility involving U.S. Special Forces, Army Special Forces, engaging with CIA-trained paramilitary units that were flown in from Afghanistan in an emergency effort to defend the facility. One agency officer was killed during the firefight. He's now being reported across the mainstream media as being killed in Somalia. Five U.S. Army soldiers were also killed, and they're being explained away as dying in a helicopter crash in Egypt. Despite these deaths, the servers were successfully acquired by the DOD, and those servers were turned over to President Trump's private intelligence group, which is now once again being led by General Michael Flynn. Now do you understand why they were so adamant not to release him, not to drop the charges, and certainly not to pardon him? Because right now, Trump is entrusting him with getting rid of the deep state. So we'll see how this works. Here's where it gets good. Sidney Powell is about to roll out expert witnesses in the Georgia and Michigan lawsuits. One of those witnesses has been handed details of the vote theft, which were acquired through two means. One, the Kraken cyber warfare program run by the DOD, and two, information found in the servers, which were acquired during the multiple raids. And it goes on to say there were also server farm raids in Barcelona and Toronto, we're told. One of these witnesses is Dr. Kasharzov Nia, a well-known cyber crimes investigator who has a long history of working with U.S. military counterintelligence as well as with the NSA and CIA. He has now offered sworn statements to Sidney Powell, which can be viewed at this link. His statements include, I previously discovered major exploitable vulnerabilities in DVS and ESNS that permit a nefarious operator to perform sensitive functions via a built-in covert backdoor. This backdoor enables an operator to access the performance system updates and testing via the Internet without detection. However, it can also be used to conduct illicit activities such as shifting votes, deleting votes, or adding votes in real time. I conclude with high confidence that the election 2020 data were altered in all battleground states, resulting in hundreds of thousands of votes that were cast for President Trump, and they were transferred to Vice President Biden. So the circle is complete. DOD forces deploy cyber warfare weapons, or the Kraken, or Kraken, however you say it, as well as kinetic troops, special forces under the U.S. Army, to acquire physical servers. All the information derived from these operations is extracted by DIA, Department, you know. Forensic analysis is then handed over to various expert witnesses who are prepared to testify under oath, resulting in the courts nullifying the fraudulent vote manipulations in the swing states. This is how Trump gets 300 electoral votes and secures his second term as president. If successful, these revelations will also utterly destroy the Democratic Party and result in thousands of treasonous actors going to prison for their roles in this attempted cyber warfare election theft to overthrow the United States government. That's a big if. As we know from Pennsylvania, they've already thrown out the lawsuits. They've thrown out many of the lawsuits, and this is what I was afraid was going to happen, and I said so, that if on a local level, all these Soros-elected officials are going to throw this stuff out. They're not going to play this. You got to understand, the deep state, it's not just being exposed, it's what they're doing that's going to be exposed. If Trump gets back in there for another 4 years, all the pedophilia is going to come out. All the Satanism is going to come out. All the child sacrifices is going to come out. All this stuff's going to come out. And your head's going to explode. If you're a naive person and you don't believe the stuff is happening, your head's going to explode when this comes out. You're not going to be able to wrap your mind around it because it is so deep and so dark and so freaking evil. But it's taking place, folks. It's happening. It really, really is.
Yeah, it is for sure.
And, this is why they got to get him out of there. They've got to. They will do anything. If that means starting World War III, they'll do it. I'm sorry, Postman. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's fine. It's fine. They would go so far as even try to employ a rogue nation to come in and attack America, for sure.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the backup plan. Is that why we're hearing about Chinese tanks in Mexico? Is that why we're hearing about all these troops in Canada?
Could be true.
Because we know Canada, it's full bore on with the New World Order. That nut job up there is just, he's a globalist through and through.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wonder. I hope to God that's not the backup plan, but they got to have one. They always have a backup plan. I wish I could see Trump retaining the presidency, but I just don't.
Well, for them, if all love fails, I mean, you push the self-destruct button.
Yes, sir. That's right. You're exactly right.
Yeah. Which is, we'd have to have some intervention from somewhere.
Maybe from up there.
Yeah.
Wow. I just realize I'm so naive. I'm still so naive, even though I know so much. I'm very naive, and my God, that makes perfect sense. They have to have a self-destruct. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. They've got to have a backup. Maybe that is the point of no return. The Alamo hit the button, and the Chinese come in streaming across the border. Oh wow, scary, isn't it? I don't like to think about stuff like that, but we have to ponder the ifs, as they say.
Yeah, it'll be time to suit up, lock and load.
You better believe it.
Yep.
And if it comes into view wearing a blue helmet, shoot it. No, I didn't mean that. I mean, I don't own any guns, so I wouldn't be able to shoot it. So I'm just throwing that out there.
But if it came to it, you would definitely be issued one, for sure.
I hope so. I'd like to think I would. But I know guys that are prepared, and they are trained for this kind of stuff, and they're ready. So it's going to get interesting. As I said last week, you know, there are 430 million guns in this country and over 300 million gun owners, I think is what the number is. We constitute the largest standing army in the world. So bring it on. All right, let's hit a short break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
If it came from Santa, it probably came through Wholesale Hunter in Wetumpka. Ammo, rifles, shotguns, pistols. Wholesale Hunter is all you need. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter, Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
365, 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow trucks, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the roadside. And if you can't safely move over, please slow down.
Visit DriveSafeAlabama.org, brought to you by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
Wouldn't it be great if everything came with more? Like if your new computer came with unlimited tech support. When you choose a Medicare plan from United Healthcare, you get more. Like plans that have dental and vision coverage, plus hearing coverage. Call United Healthcare at 1-800-364-1360 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. More plans based on a year-over-year comparison of United Healthcare plans.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I wanted to talk a little bit about Bigfoot. Now, Cryptid is the name of the YouTube channel. One of the stories he reads is a missionary story from 1840s, and they're up there with the Indians, and the Indians are talking about these giant hairy men who can only see in the dark, according to them. They don't come out during the day, but they'll come down at night and grab a few Indians to take up to eat. And they love to throw rocks. They throw rocks at their teepees, which is a little weird because they still, every story I read, there's something in there about the Bigfoots throwing rocks at their house, they're staying in, their tent, their campsite, whatever. You know, all that kind of stuff going on. But the most amazing one I read was from Lakeland, Florida, and a guy who's a park ranger who goes up in the tower during the day, him and his wife have a house there by the big forest that he maintains. And in their house, they have a 6-foot-tall chain link fence in the back, and behind it is the actual forest. Well, the mother's in there, and the kid loves to talk about his little playmate, his invisible playmate. Well, the mother's assuming it's an imaginary friend because we all had him when we were kids, right? And so one day she's in there fixing lunch, and she hears her kid out in the backyard giggling and laughing, and she hears the kid say, "You can't catch me, you can't catch me." So she thinks, what is he talking about? She looks out the back door, and the kid's running across the yard, and on his big wheel plastic tricycle behind him is a baby Bigfoot, pedaling for all he's worth, trying to chase the kid down, and the little Bigfoot is speaking in human. And it freaks her out. She runs and grabs her baby. Meanwhile, the mother Bigfoot jumps the 6-foot chain link fence, grabs her baby. Then they both run in different directions. So she calls her husband. He starts looking through binoculars from the tower. He can't see anything. They call in search and rescue. They look and search. They can't find anything, you know. It's just creepy, man. The more stories I read, all these kids, these two kids went to a hunting camp, you know, and late at night, the hunting camps are about 5 miles apart. This is down in Louisiana. And the kids don't want to sit up at night and watch the old folks play cards and drink beer, so they decide they're going to walk to the other camp. Well, they're walking along the road, this very primitive gravel road, and they hear somebody walking beside them over in the brush, you know. And when they finally get somewhere where there's any light, they see this black, shadowy, you know, thing that's 7-8 foot tall. And there's another one where a kid goes into a camp or a forest area he's been to a gazillion times. He goes in there and he has his, this was in the 60s, he has his Benjamin pump BB gun. Now, those things were, what, 1,000 feet per second? They were good BB guns for the day.
1,200.
Yeah, they were strong for about like a 22, small 22.
Right.
Very strong. He sees this thing peeking out from behind a tree at him. Well, he's freaking out. He shoots it in the chest. It doesn't budge. So he says, okay. He puts another pellet or another BB. He says BB. He must be talking pellet. He has to load it. He cocks it, pumps it one more time. It doesn't move. So he's standing there, and the thing steps out in front of him. And he says he's like 30 feet away from it. It moves out from behind a tree. And then he looks, and he says, and I could see everything. He's talking about male genitalia. You know, you can see. Mm-hmm. So he, for a minute, he said, I thought about putting another BB in there and shooting him where I knew it would hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, I thought the better of it and ran, which is probably a smart move, because I think if he had shot him in the boys, that thing probably would have run him down and hurt him.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably would have took him out.
Yeah, don't blame him. You know, there's just some things you just don't do, and that's one of them. But anyway, so many Bigfoot stories out there. What is your take on Bigfoot, Postman? What are they? Or have they always been here? I mean, what do you know about them?
Well, they're more like a biological life form, but some people say they're demons. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think they are.
Yeah, and who knows? Who knows? But they're flesh and blood.
Yes.
They bleed.
Can they shapeshift?
I've heard them. I've heard people say that they can.
I've heard that too. They turn into a pine tree.
Right.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
And there's some science behind all of this. You know, their frontier, you know, where they hail from and everything. You know, most of where I heard they come from is around the Sirius star system.
How did they get here?
They come from. Most of them come in. You know, they come in on vessels, and then others. I heard it came in every time we get a meteor shower.
Wow.
You know, most of the time, you know, that those aren't meteors, you know, when they when they hit the ground.
And they're not about to tell us that they're not meteors.
Right. Uh-huh.
Wow.
But the bulk of them, I heard come from a star system called Procyon.
Hmm.
And it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird that the word Procyon means before the dog.
Are you serious?
I kid you not.
Oh my God.
and it's like in a winter triangle. You know, you can see these constellations as you walk out of your house. As a matter of fact, the Pleiades is rising right now, and behind the Pleiades is going to be the constellation Orion, and behind the constellation Orion is going to be the Sirius star system, and just to the north of the Sirius star system will be the star Procyon, or the constellation Procyon. And it is a really bright star. You know, you can't miss it, because Sirius is the brightest star in that system. As a matter of fact, there are three components with that star. That's why it seems so bright. There's a Sirius A, Sirius B, and a Sirius C, and you know the jury's out on that one, on the B star, because there's a story about the Dogon, the ones that live in Central Africa.
Heard of them?
And that's where they came from, you know.
Wow,
it's interesting.
Yeah,
it's really interesting. And it kind of sums it up, you know. But it's in folklore about the Chewbacca character in Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's a dog race. As a matter of fact, he looked like a what is it, a Shih Tzu or something?
Yeah. Well, if you remember in Spaceballs, whatever the name of it was, he had a tail like a dog.
Right.
The character did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this was wild. This is Chewbacca on Star Wars. That's a dog race.
Wow.
And it's like a Bigfoot.
Wow.
And there's several different types, man. I kid you not.
Wow.
And almost all of them look like dogs.
That's wild. Well, I guess they came from somewhere, didn't they?
Yeah.
How about that? Wow. I've never seen a Bigfoot. I've had an experience one night. There's a place close to where I used to live down in the little middle of nowhere, a little town called Petrie, population 64. There's a road, obviously there's a road from there, because you couldn't get there if there wasn't. A road that connects from there. The biggest town from there is really, big town, is Troy. And there's a road from Petrie going east. And somewhere down that road, about 2 miles, is a place called Panther Hill, because panthers supposedly have been reported there. So me and a couple of my buddies are camping there one night by the river, by the creek, whatever you want to call it. And we had a tarp set up as a tent. You know, of course, we were drinking and doing what stupid kids do. And I remember laying in the tent one night, and something walked up, and it was walking on 2 feet, because I was halfway awake, and I heard it. And I just remember Danny Culliver, a buddy of mine, woke me up, and he was almost in tears going, "It's in the tent, it's in the tent," whatever it was ran off. Could have been a guy, who knows, you know. Mm. Just one of those moments that scares you. And then, of course, I've been camping and heard something very loud hit the water, which was probably a beaver, because they love to pop their tail on the water when they get scared or angry. So yeah. I've never seen one, but I've had some weird stuff happen.
Yeah, because they work at night, too.
Yes, nocturnal, yeah.
But my memory harkens back as a kid. You know, you could be standing outside just as the sun goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And with the air being less dense, it would echo
sound
real good. Yeah, the sound would travel further. And I remember back from a kid, I used to hear that hear that cry or that howl or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, they say that thing's just blood curdling.
And it wasn't a coyote. And
yeah.
we didn't have wolves, you know, in that area back in those days.
Right.
But as I got, this was as a kid, you know, you hear stuff and then you forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was locked into my long-term memory, and I was watching a program talking about Bigfoot, and I heard the cry.
Is it the same thing?
It's the same thing.
Oh, my God. They say it sounds like a woman screaming.
It's the exact same thing. I said, I've heard that before when I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, they say it makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. It's terrible.
Wow. And there's another anomaly where I come from, and it's the imprint is in granite, and it's a footprint of a velociraptor.
Wow. How big is it?
It's in granite. This species wasn't that big. You know, a velociraptor wasn't but about maybe 7 to 8 feet. Some of the bigger ones are 7 to 8 feet.
Those the ones that were in Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park, yeah.
Those the ones that got the Newman character guy? That's the only way I know him.
They usually hunt in packs. Okay. If they hunted in packs and got him, yeah, they did. But
yeah.
That's what it was. But yeah, I could take you to it right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it something that's famous? I mean, is it?
No, it's not. You know, most people don't know about it.
Right.
Because it's I can tell you what it is. It's on Cody Johnson Road. It's at the it's at the 1100 block of Cody Johnson Road in Georgia.
Wow.
Yep.
And you do know where it is.
Yeah.
Well, my mom talks about we don't have time to get into it, but she talks about ball lightning. She's seen ball lightning. Back then, a lot of people saw ball lightning. I've never seen it. I'd love to. I've seen orbs, but I haven't seen ball lightning, which is weird. But let's hit this bottom of the hour break. And there's a video that I want to play you concerning COVID, certificate of vaccination identification. We'll do that when we get back. This is Clear in the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. We'll be back.
years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The interstate is backed up this morning due to an accident.
So you don't like sitting still on the interstate? Get the free Algo traffic app. With Algo, you'll have the information you need to avoid problems on your route, to work, to home. Traffic backups, wrecks, lane closures, all with current info and live traffic camera feeds. Know before you go with Algo traffic, A-L-G-O traffic, from the Alabama Department of Transportation. Get it today and arrive on time.
Sponsored by LDOT, ABA, and this station.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Stand by for some big-ticket weather changes. We've got a storm system on the way tomorrow and then drastically colder on Monday. For tonight, scattered showers in the forecast. Overnight low temperature 54. Sunday and Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, a near 100% chance. A few locally stronger storms can't be ruled out. It'll be a windy day Sunday with a high around 66. Drastically colder Monday. High temperature barely up to about 50. We'll be in the 20s on Monday night and Tuesday night. Coldest air of the season by a long shot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm going to play this video. It was sent to me by my cousin from Nevada. Yeah, Nevada's where Joe's from. Let's see here.
Avant tout, je voudrais citer ceci de Robert F. Kennedy. Il dit, chaque fois qu'une personne se lève pour...
Okay, we're not going to do that because I can't stand the French language behind it. I have to find a version that doesn't have the French language behind it. Sorry about that. I thought instead of playing it from my computer, I thought I would play it from the computer here, but it won't let me pull that one up. So let me see if... Well, I'll just pull it straight from Facebook and see if we can't get this little device of mine to work again. Bear with me for a second. Boy, this is good radio, isn't it? Oh, wait a minute. Still not real familiar with this. Here we go. J.C. Bolden, that's my cousin. Let's get this to work. The COVID-19 genocide of 2020. Okay, why is it not playing? Well, let's find out what's going on here. It's always something, isn't it? It should be playing, yet it's not. Oh, well, what's going on here? Yeah, I know. Well, I don't understand why it's not playing, but nothing surprises me anymore. It's been that kind of year. Oh, and of course, Facebook says this is false information. Wow, there it went. Sorry. Come on now. Each time a person stands up for an idea or acts to improve the lot of others or strikes out against injustice, he or she sends forth a tiny ripple of hope. In crossing each other form a million different centers of energy and daring. Those ripples build a current that can sweep down the mightiest walls of oppression and resistance. That quote is from Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy. The COVID-19 genocide of 2020. I'll just read it to you if I can't get the daggum thing to play. COVID-19 was long pre-planned in documents and simulation exercises emanating from the eugenicists Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation. Yes, that's true. Turn off the sappy music. A platform with 200 detailed levels is provided by the World Economic Forum led by Klaus Schwab, a technocrat and promoter of transhumanism. In order to provide detailed instructions on how the COVID-19 pandemic is to be used to implement global monetary reset and digital currency. It's coming, folks. We're talking Mark of the Beast. Technocracy and totalitarian government worldwide under the guise of socialism and environmentalism. Just read the Georgia Guidestones. With China as the model and enslave humanity through a sinister vaccine conspiracy. Don't take the vaccine, I'm telling you. I'm warning you. Earlier attempts were made to engineer pandemics, but none succeeded. This time, the World Health Organization changed its pandemic criteria in advance so that it could declare a pandemic on spurious grounds. Because think about it. Technically, to be a pandemic, it has to have a death, 1%? It's nowhere near that. It was nowhere near that. So technically, it's not a pandemic. Tedros Adhanom, I can't even pronounce that name, a terrorist and accused genocidist, was appointed head of the World Health Organization in order to orchestrate the pandemic and facilitate the totalitarian takeover. That was hard to say. Wireless technology suppresses the immune system. Yes, it does. Get rid of your wireless. Hardwire your Cat5 cables. 5G is implicated in COVID-19 through correlations between the locations of the 5G rollout and morbidity mortality, as well as the prior administration of flu vaccines in Wuhan and Milan. The symptoms of COVID are virtually identical to the symptoms of exposure to electromagnetic radiation, EMR. Imagine that. What are the chances? Extensive military research over many decades was kept secret, even though I played it on this program, and regulatory agencies were co-opted in order to prevent the public learning about the extreme dangers of electromagnetic radiation. I've been warning you about them for 6 years, folks. Doctors received no training on the risks to health of exposure to EMR, and therefore misdiagnosed EMR symptoms. Hospitals are extensively equipped with 5G, putting patients' lives at risk. She is evidently a slow reader. 5G serves many purposes. It is a depopulation and military weapon and facilitates the introduction of technocracy and totalitarian control by enabling surveillance, facial recognition, 24/7 monitoring of individuals, mind and body control. And in combination with vaccines and chemtrails containing nanoparticulates, as I've been telling you for 6 years, the torture or murder of targeted individuals. Absolutely true. EMR can be used to simulate pathogens and overwhelm the immune system. I wonder if she's meant stimulate pathogens.
No,
simulate. Okay. And cell phones may be used to simulate COVID-19 contagion among coworkers or family members. This is all being done by frequencies, wireless frequencies, folks. 5G has been widely installed terrestrially and in space to target and control populations. It's a weapon. I've been telling you that. The ideal coronavirus measures were used by governments to accelerate the 5G rollout and install 60 gigahertz public access points in schools in order to target our children. Illegal legislation has been put in place in numerous countries. It's scrolling across the screen really slowly. To remove civil liberties, to destroy economies, to close down small and medium-sized businesses, to separate, isolate, and terrorize family members, to impoverish people, including by destroying jobs, to remove children from their families, to intern dissenters in concentration camps, otherwise known as FEMA camps, to grant immunity to government operatives to commit murder, rape, and torture. That's in the UK, by the way. To use police, army, and mercenaries to control populations. She is a slow reader. To force vaccinate populations with a non-medical vaccine containing population control mechanisms without their informed consent. They've been doing that in Africa. Bill and Melinda Gates have been doing that in Africa for years. Crimes against humanity. There is and was no pandemic since the curve was flattened before the lockdown measures were put in place. This is all BS, folks. Mortality is at a lower level than in previous years. The PCR test, which was never designed as a diagnostic test and gives up 94% false positive results, is used by the oligarch and government-controlled mainstream and social media platforms to terrorize populations for the purpose of obtaining obedience. We must be obedient workers, just like in the video, the owners. The illusion of a pandemic is stoked by doctors being forced to attribute virtually every death to COVID. Medical staff and doctors are intimidated to prevent them from speaking the truth about the fake pandemic. In the UK, the death certificate is being changed to prevent relatives from being able to question the cause of death. Imagine that. Tens of thousands of doctors have now come out to confirm that COVID-19 is a hoax. Listen to me, folks. It's a control. It's a psyop. There were no COVID deaths in Ireland until the 20th of April, and since then, the lockdowns have been based on 98 deaths out of 5 million people, while 30,000 people die annually from other diseases. This is crazy. They're pulling the proverbial wool over our eyes, folks. Only people with a, quote, hot infection with symptoms such as headaches or a sore throat are contagious. 86% of COVID cases are asymptomatic carriers and therefore harmless.
Why do you think they unleashed a virus that wasn't potent?
A Stanford University antibody study concluded the death rate to be between 0.1 to 0.2%, right in line with the seasonal flu. This is all BS. Initial projected death rates from the World Health Organization were 20 to 30 times higher. Exactly. To scare people, because scared people are easier to deceive. In June, the U.S. Center for Disease Control confirmed the overall infection fatality rate to be just 0.26%, way lower than the 3.4% estimate of the World Health Organization, which helped drive the panic and the lockdowns. You just wait. When Biden gets in, he's going to shut everything down again for months. It's going to destroy the few businesses that survived. But even that is an overestimate. The infection fatality rate for non-nursing home residents is likely only 0.1 or 1 in 1,000. The UK and German governments stated in documents that they were deliberately ramping up the fear level, including traumatizing children by making them believe that they would torture and kill their relatives if they failed to wash their hands and obey the corona measures. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Children were made to believe that they could show their love for their grandparents by not coming near them. Jesus. Oh, well, we got to hit a break. I'll finish reading this to you when we get back. Short 3-minute break.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I'm going to continue reading this from Claire Edwards. She's talking about what COVID really is. And I'm telling you, she's right on the money, folks. Social distancing is a torture technique devised to traumatize, and its purpose is to condition people to distance themselves from others so that they can be seen and targeted by the 5G weapon. Boy, she is a slow reader. Government and WHO policies are deliberately aimed at killing people. This is depopulation. Read the Georgia Guidestones. It's Satan's version of the Ten Commandments. In many countries, doctors were ordered not to admit the elderly to intensive care units and to withdraw all health care, and national health systems stopped providing health care other than that for COVID, abandoning the sick to die. Wow. In France, the government issued a decree ordering doctors to administer to the elderly a drug restricted since 2012 as it was contraindicated for respiratory problems. Contraindicated? Huh. In the U.S., hospitals were heavily bribed to diagnose COVID and put patients on ventilators that ultimately kill them. The WHO, the World Health Organization, and government suppressed successful treatments, one in particular in use for over 70 years. And they harassed doctors successfully saving patients. Well, they harassed doctors who were successfully saving patients, I should say. Autopsies that would reveal true cause of death were mostly prevented. Forensic pathologist Professor Klaus Puchel declared having not seen a single case of COVID-19 in autopsy that did not include other serious pre-existing illnesses. It's 5G, folks. They're using the nanoparticulates inside of us and 5G to mimic this COVID crap. Governments and the WHO promoted and enforced mask wearing by the public in full knowledge that they provide no protection from any virus but cause serious neurological and respiratory damage, putting people's lives and health at risk. In the UK, the death rate rose only after the general lockdown was implemented. Imagine that. Top economists are warning the UK government is killing more people than it could possibly save through the lockdowns. This is their goal. This is their purpose, folks. The UK Daily Mail carried out an audit of 130 studies from journals, academics, and charities documenting the social and health devastation and deaths caused by the lockdowns. I guess I could slow down and enunciate a little better since she's reading so slow. Nah. In one county in the U.S., suicides among young people rose 100%. 1 million New Yorkers can no longer afford food. Britain's World Health Organization envoy has said that world poverty will double by 2021 as a result of lockdowns. I can see that. Remember, we lost 70% of our crops last year because of the flooding. The COVID vaccine. Bill Gates wants to reduce the world population. He introduced his vaccine containing the electronic nanochip marker intended to mark and control 7 billion humans at the ID 2020 conference back in 2019. That is a fact. ID 2020 is intended to provide a unique digital identity for all humans by 2030 that closely interlocks this digital identity with access to commerce and secure access systems. Can you say the mark of the beast? Nothing can be bought or sold without the mark. This is that mark. This is the electronic enslavement of humanity, folks. The subcutaneous chip will be able to influence the behavior of the chip bearer, manipulate and control crowds, eliminate categories of people, reduce the world population, ensure vaccine compliance, permanently locate the bearer. There goes your civil liberties out the door right there with that one, folks. Integrate 7 billion people into the cloud and operate with an all-digital system that is the equivalent of a credit on a company store. Nothing can be bought or sold without the mark.
That's what got John F. Kennedy killed, right there.
You better believe it. Nanochips and liquid crystals in vaccines can influence human behavior without concern for political ethics. And the upcoming vaccine is intended to genetically modify humanity for all future generations. In effect, deleting humanity altogether as humans because they become transhumans or robots. Crazy as it sounds, it's true.
I would be willing to guarantee you that that mark is laced with thallium.
Wouldn't surprise me. South Korea has just had 9 flu shot deaths and 432 adverse reactions while 5 billion doses of vaccine were not refrigerated. One volunteer in AstraZeneca's new COVID vaccine has just died. 2 of the trials have been halted because participants became sick. Yeah, take the vaccine. Yeah. These COVID vaccines are not following normal trial procedures and are being rushed out in case the pandemic hoax peters out too soon to convince people to take the vaccine. And there's Trump pushing it too. That scares me. Governments are giving the pharmaceutical companies full immunity from injury lawsuits. That happened years ago. You cannot sue a pharmaceutical company because if something happens when you take their pills, vaccines, that is. Increasing numbers of people are saying that they will refuse the COVID-19 vaccine, with about half of the U.S. and U.K. populations saying so. That's where I've drawn my line in the sand. And yet certain governments are planning to force vaccinations on populations using the army, while others are planning to ban vaccine refusals from work, school, or travel. Not to mention buying and selling, getting your prescription drugs, you name it. Humanity is in extreme and imminent danger. Some good people are launching legal cases to stop this war on humanity, among them the Italian Catholic Association, yay Catholics, Simon Dolan and the Bernician in the UK, yay Catholics. Children Health Defense and the Environmental Health Trust are bringing cases against the Federal Communications Commission for its refusal to review its outdated thermal exposure guidelines on electromagnetic radiation. Common law motions are underway in several countries. But all of this is too slow. The perpetrators of the COVID scam are still imposing lockdowns and destroying lives, businesses, and families. The entity behind all of this, the World Economic Forum, told us back in 2017 about the world they want to see by the year 2030. Luciferian psychopaths, folks. You'll own nothing. You'll be renting everything. The U.S. won't be the world's leading superpower because everything will be under totalitarian, technocratic control, and there will be no nation states. If I remember right, there will be 10 U.N. regions. Mm-hmm. You will eat much less meat. You won't be allowed to. 1 billion people will be displaced by the fake climate change. Countries will have to welcome more refugees. Even the Pope is pushing this. Catholicism. Polluters will have to pay to emit carbon dioxide. Polluters will include farmers trying to grow food to feed the people. Western values will have been tested to the breaking point. Your culture will be eliminated and replaced with Maoists, technocratic slogans. Yeehaw. They are engineering food shortages in numerous different ways. We've talked about this too. They are building concentration camps for dissenters. Those are known as FEMA camps. We've talked about these too. They want to impose a forced vaccine full of nanochips for immunity passports and cryptocurrency and nanoparticulates so they can track, surveil, and control us, including our minds. This goes back to what's called the IoT, the Internet of Things, where everything will have a digital ID and will be connected to the cloud. That's part of this, folks. I hope you get that. This vaccine is intended to genetically modify humanity for all future generations. You will no longer be a human being created by God, and that's all caps. In the United States, Soros and 269 major corporations are funding BLM and destroying America with the complicity of corrupt democratic politicians. They want civil war everywhere. In Austria, France, Switzerland, the U.S., and other countries, many people are armed and trained to fight. We cannot give them what they want. She's almost done. A slow-reading French woman. We must stop this agenda in its tracks, take power ourselves, and arrest the perpetrators. Conclusion. Here we go. This is it. Governments or corporations obeying orders from the World Economic Forum and are no longer serving their people. Remember, I've told you over and over, this is no longer the of and for the people government we thought it was. Back to her. They are acting in contravention of international and national laws and no longer have any legitimacy. We are witnessing the collapse of the rule of law. Governments, elected representatives, and international institutions, including the UN and private clubs, such as the International Commission on Non-Ionizing Radiation Protection and the World Economic Forum, are complicit in this greatest crime against humanity ever committed. That's a bold statement. But she's right. She's absolutely correct.
Yeah, but biblically, it's the end of Gentile rule.
Yep. Only the sovereign peoples of this world have legitimacy under these circumstances. I mean, this is following the Bible timeline perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
The perpetrators, including, come on, lady, Klaus Schwab, Prince Charles, Bill and Melinda Gates, George Soros, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and the WHO's Tedros Adhanom, the name I can't pronounce, and Michael Ryan, the New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda